From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The U.S. is monitoring reports of a possible chemical weapon attack in Syria. The State Department said Saturday Russia should be held responsible if the incident did involve deadly chemicals. The statement came after a Syrian rebel group accused government forces on Saturday of dropping a barrel bomb containing poisonous chemicals on civilians in eastern Ghouta. Afghan military officials Saturday confirmed the death of IS Khorasan's Qari Hekmatullah in a strike in Jawzhan province, an area effectively controlled by IS. The provincial governor told VOA that a close aide of Hekmatullah was also killed in the strike. This comes as the U.S. military is lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against Islamic State and against Taliban insurgents. A top German security official said there was no indication of terrorism when a van crashed into a crowd outside a popular bar on Saturday in the western German city of Münster. Two people are dead and 20 others injured. Police said the driver of the vehicle, a German citizen, killed himself. Here is a witness to the crash. He said it was a really stressful day. I worked, I heard a loud bang, screaming, and then the police arrived and everyone was sent outside. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is deeply shocked by the terrible events in Münster. The security official said all possibilities for a motive are being investigated. A man was killed in a raging apartment fire on Saturday in the New York City skyscraper named for President Donald Trump and where his business is based, officials said. Officials said four firefighters suffered minor injuries. This is VOA News. 15 people were killed when a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team collided with a truck in Saskatchewan Friday evening. The Humboldt Broncos were heading to Nipawin for the semifinals in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League playoffs when the accident happened. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
Residents of the small city of Humboldt are grief-stricken.
This is truly a dark moment for our city.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sent his condolences in a tweet saying, quote, "I cannot imagine what these parents are going through, and my heart goes out to everyone affected by this terrible tragedy in the Humboldt community and beyond."
That was Colette Luke reporting. More than a dozen others were injured, with some in critical condition. The driver of the tractor trailer was not injured, and the cause of the accident is under investigation, according to police. Visiting U.S. lawmakers say Zimbabwe's government must ensure free and fair elections if Washington is to lift sanctions. Senator Jeff Flake.
Nothing would please us more than to be able to play a role in the legislative branch and also to recommend to the president that these sanctions ought to all be lifted and that the U.S. and Zimbabwe can have not just full diplomatic relations as we do now, but full commercial ties and to have expanded presence, trade, and otherwise here.
Flake said Saturday in Harare they are happy with how Zimbabwe is progressing since the forced retirement of Robert Mugabe as the country's president last year. Flake was traveling with Senator Chris Coons. The two introduced a bill to reset relations, including laying out steps for Zimbabwe's new government in order to have any U.S. sanctions lifted. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was in police custody Saturday after a tense showdown with supporters who tried to block him from leaving a union building. That's the sound of supporters carrying da Silva through a crowd of thousands earlier in the day. Da Silva told the crowd he was finally ready to turn himself in to start the 12-year sentence for corruption. The two-term former president was to begin serving that 12-year sentence on Friday on a bribery conviction. And Peru's former leader, Alberto Fujimori, says doctors have discovered a tumor in his lungs. Fujimori was pardoned for corruption and human rights abuse and freed from jail in December. He ruled out a return to politics on Friday evening. We have much more on all these stories we covered on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.